This is Beth and James, press officer at Oxford Playhouse. I have Lenny Henry with me at the moment. He's performing in the play Fences, which is on at Oxford Playhouse all week. So, Lenny, why don't you tell me, how are you finding the show so far and how have the audience reactions been?
Well, we've only done one night, so I'm finding them lovely at the moment. It was a really good night, well attended. It's a very beautifully appointed theatre, nice dressing room, central heating. But the play itself is wonderful to perform. It's written by August Wilson, who's been called the Black Poet Laureate of African-American theatre in America. It's a family drama. There are betrayals, there's mistrust, there's infidelity, there's all kinds of sports. It's an incredible play that covers the waterfront, really, written in the style of Arthur Miller, with a very flawed central character that you start off liking and end up thinking, oh my God, he's a bit of a monster. It's an amazing to play and a bugger to learn. But I've really enjoyed the tour so far, and coming to Oxford is fantastic. I love coming here.
Great. And how has it been working with director Paulette Randall, who also worked on the Olympic opening ceremony as well?
Yeah, Paulette was the assistant director with Danny Boyle for the Olympic opening ceremony. She's fantastic to work with. She's very, very funny. Lots of anecdotes about her family and about her friends and about her life, sort of stitched through every day of rehearsals, really. And even though halfway through I nearly had a breakdown because I couldn't learn it, there were just so many more lines than Othello, more lines than King Lear, I think, my character has. And Paulette just ignored it and just said, you're going to be fine. She kept saying, you're going to be fine, you're going to be fine, you're going to be fine. Until eventually I just gave up panicking and got on with the play. She's been wonderful and a huge support, and I'm grateful to have had her. In a good way. In a good way.
And what was it that attracted you to playing the role of Troy, as a very flawed central character in the production of Fences?
Well, August Wilson is one of America's greatest writers, really. He's up there with Eugene O'Neill or Arthur Miller. But not as well known in this country, because he's African American, and those plays don't necessarily translate unless they're very carefully positioned. I heard about it years ago because I worked with James Earl Jones on a film. And I knew he'd won the Tony Award for it, and it had won Best Play. But I didn't know the play, so after I met him, I went out and bought it. And my first reaction when I read it was that, ooh, flipping heck, that's a lot of lines, you'd never learn that. And so I put it down. Then I heard that Eddie Murphy had bought the rights for it, and I guess Eddie Murphy wanted to play Corey the son, which is also a really good role. But it didn't get done because August Wilson wanted a black director. He didn't want Barry Levinson or somebody like that to direct it. So I don't really agree with that, but I think that it's a fantastic play. It has its flaws, but it's a genuinely moving play. Every night there are people crying in the audience. There's laughter and there's tears in this performance, and you can hear a pin drop at some moments. It's an extraordinary place to be on stage in that play sometimes. And so all of those things drew me to it. I wanted to be involved in it from the very beginning, and I'm glad I'm here.
That's great. Thank you very much for that, Lenny. So you can catch Fences at Oxford Playhouse all week until Saturday. Thank you.